A prison inmate serving 80 years for raping a 4-year-old child is asking for a new trial. The South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday, October 3rd, from the attorney for Waylon Urey, who was also convicted of 10 charges of sexual contact with minors and 20 counts involving child pornography. Urey contends the judge erred by closing the courtroom when the rape victim testified. He also says investigators violated his right to an attorney. Ellery Gray says the judge closed the courtroom without any evidence that it was necessary to protect the child victim, who was 5 years old at the time of trial. Gray says before the trial, Fourth Circuit Judge Michael Day heard from a forensic interviewer called by the state to be a witness on a hearsay issue. He says the judge and the prosecutor later relied on that testimony to make the decision to close the courtroom, even though the witness was not asked if the child would be emotionally damaged if the courtroom remained open. Gray says he was disadvantaged by not knowing that the evidence taken for one purpose would be applied to another.
Had I been informed, I would have conducted my cross-examination of that witness very differently. As the court's aware, I also had a psychologist of my own assisting. Had I known that that was going to come up, I would have brought him to come in to help rebut or at least to assist me in clarifying those issues.
Gray also argued that his client was interviewed by a DCI agent, even though Urey told the agent he had a lawyer. Assistant Attorney General Ann Myers says the defense attorney has the obligation to respond to outcomes he finds unfavorable to his client.
The defendant has the opportunity to ask for a continuance. He could have brought his witness on. It's called in South Dakota waiting in the weeds.
Myers says the judge made the necessary determinations before closing the courtroom, among them the level of the child's understanding.
It's quite low here, not because she's developmentally or physically disabled. It's because this child is in kindergarten. That is the stage of her life cycle where she is.
As for the allegation that the DCI violated Urey's right to an attorney, Myers says before the first interview, Urey was not in custody and charges had not yet been filed. In later contacts, she says he did not ask for an attorney. Justices will deliberate and issue an opinion on a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.